Welcome, friends, to Living the Adventure. I'm your radio host, George Runyon, and I'm so glad you have joined us as we study together God's Word. I hope you can go on this journey with me every Sunday at 6:30 here on GOD Radio 1 as we learn how to develop our relationship with the Holy Spirit. Be sure to invite a friend to listen each Sunday at 6:30 with you. Thank you for all who listen and support these broadcasts in helping defray the financial costs. Your help is very much appreciated. Please drop us a note and let us know you're listening and give us your comments on the program. You can write us at CCM, that's City Church Ministry, CCM, P.O. Box 152-388, San Diego, California, 92195. Now let's pray and begin today's lesson, developing your relationship with the Holy Spirit. Father, in Jesus' name, we come humbly to your throne of grace and ask for your supply of that grace as we study together your word. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you were the one that inspired the word of God to be written by men. You're the one that brings interpretation and revelation and understanding of the things that are being declared by your servants. And so, Father, we humble ourselves before you tonight, and we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would instruct us as we look at various scriptures and various themes under this canopy of developing our relationship with you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, we're going to begin with 1 Corinthians 12:7. Each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. I want you to maintain that thought as we go through this. It's important to realize that Paul wrote to all believers at Corinth and not just to a select few as it relates to the gifts of the Spirit. Many think a special few are able to operate in this realm. This could not be further from the truth. God has no favorites. The Apostle Peter understood when he said, "I most certainly understand now that God is not one to show partiality, but in every nation, the man who fears him and does what is right is welcome." Isn't that wonderful? There's no partiality in God. Peter said that back in Acts 10, 34 through 35. We also rejoice over the fact that any believer can be used of God in regard to these supernatural gifts. The problem is never with God, but with us. The problem is rooted in our thinking and expectation. How do you expect God to use you, is my question today. Do you trust in the Lord for his gifts to operate through your life? Some think that they are not worthy to be used, while others believe that the Lord does not manifest himself through the gifts any longer. Whatever the blockage, let it go today. Allow the Holy Spirit to use you in releasing God's kingdom through your life to another in need today. Notice Paul says the manifestation of the Spirit is for the common good. The Lord intends for the gifts to be manifested regularly, not every once in a while. We should expect divine appointments daily. Are you expecting the Lord to meet with you on a daily basis? Not every once in a while. We should expect divine appointments on a daily basis where a gift of the Spirit freely operates through our lives. As we fellowship with other saints, and have similar expectations, faith is increased to trust the Lord for his gifts. We do not want to breed familiarity with the work of the Spirit, but we should expect his manifestations regularly and always for the good of those who are in need. Be ready to be used of God and letting the Holy Spirit work through you. The needs are great, and the Lord is calling his people to be workers with him. Choose today to be an instrument of blessing to others, wherever you may be, in the church assembly, at work, or even seated on an airplane. The Spirit of God is ready to use you, to use each one of us. So let us walk in that kind of expectation. Say, Father, what do you want to do through my life today in the help to help others, be encouraged, to be strengthened, to be ministered to? Are you ready to be used is the question. And so here's a prayer we can pray. Father, I make myself available to be used by the Holy Spirit for the common good of others. I open my heart to you and yield all of me to the Holy Spirit's control. I pray to be an instrument of righteousness for the common good of all those I meet today. That's a good daily prayer as you begin the day each morning. Amen. So now let's look at 1 Corinthians 12:8. To one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. It is important to understand from this verse of Scripture that Paul is addressing order in the public gathering. As the Spirit directs the meeting, a number of individuals may be chosen to be used in a variety of the gifts. This is the reason Paul specified, to one is given. Believers should have an expectation for the manifestation of these gifts in their gatherings, in the church services. We ought to be expecting those manifestations to take place. Part of the problem is the way we're structured today. We don't make room for the Spirit to work through individuals, people sitting in the congregation. Most of it comes from the platform. And that's unfortunate, actually, because the Lord wants to use his people to encourage the body, to strengthen the body, to learn how to hear the Spirit, how to move in the things of God, not just to sit and listen to somebody speak, even like I'm doing right now on the radio. But God wants to instruct us so that we know how to be used of the Spirit when we're out in the world, out and among other people. And even in the congregation, there are people that are in need. And so the Lord wants to use each one of us. And you don't have to wait. It doesn't have to be when you're seated in a seat or on a pew, but it can be while you're walking around in the building. God'll, as you're greeting somebody, God might quicken to you that person needs a word of wisdom. In this case, that's what we're talking about. And you might have this thought and you commit it to God, say, is that you, Lord? And if he directs you, you go to the person and give him that word of wisdom. And it might make the whole difference in their day and it possibly in their whole life, being obedient to the Spirit of the Lord, because he knows what our needs are. So any and all the gifts are readily available to believers relating to their individual walk with the Lord. Many times I have experienced the gift of wisdom in counseling. I may receive a thought that did not come from my natural reasoning, but rather the prompting of the Holy Spirit as he guides me in a counseling session. In past years, I experienced the Holy Spirit guiding me through a word of wisdom to solve problems while working a secular job. How honored the believer is to have a close relationship with the Holy Spirit. We can ask him to release the word of wisdom as needed in any given situation. I remember times sitting at a workbench with a problem that I could not solve. I didn't know what to do. And I would pray and ask God for that word of understanding. In that case, it was a word of knowledge. How do I fix this problem, Lord? And sometimes I'd set it aside and I'd come back. And within a few moments, I had the problem resolved. I believe because I prayed and I submitted it to the Lord. And when I was ready to go back at it and get out of my own ideas, the Lord was able to speak and show me what to do. The scriptures place a great deal of emphasis on the importance of wisdom in one's life. We find this especially true in the book of Proverbs. By studying and applying God's word, one will move in wisdom on a regular basis. Please understand there is a difference between gaining wisdom from studying God's word, which we all should do, and the gift of the word of wisdom, which is an immediate word for that moment and for a particular situation from heaven, given by the Spirit of God. Paul encourages each of us to seek after the best gifts. Truly, the word of wisdom is to be highly sought after. Begin to ask the Holy Spirit for the gift of the word of wisdom. Every day, ask Him to give you a great desire for the word of wisdom and to cause you to be sensitive to His promptings when He wants to speak to you and release this awesome gift. Now let's look at the word of knowledge. I briefly alluded to it in just a moment ago. But the word of knowledge is found in 1 Corinthians 12:8. To another, the word of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. Paul reminds us that the same Spirit who gives the word of wisdom to one gives the word of knowledge to another. Paul is addressing the public gathering of believers and the need for godly order in the meeting. So not everybody's going to have a word of knowledge, not everybody's going to have a word of wisdom or any of the other gifts in a public meeting. God will direct if we're sensitive to Him, and He'll lead the believers in a godly order in the meeting, in the gathering. The Holy Spirit, who is charged with distributing the gifts, is also residing in each believer. He can release a gift through any believer at His will. The word of knowledge is not the knowledge one receives by diligent study or from a teacher in the classroom, but rather a supernatural word the Holy Spirit imparts, something unknown to the person as receiving the word, not something that they learned through reading or word of mouth, but rather a supernatural word of the Holy Spirit imparts. It is information the Spirit is privy to know. He chooses to share this information to accomplish His particular purpose. The word of knowledge can be very helpful in assisting when ministering to another. At times, the Spirit of the Lord will give a needed word for the knowledge to assist the believer in problem solving. Now, I've experienced this gift operating when I had come to the end of my natural reasoning in a matter. I had exhausted my own resources of information and needed a word which the Holy Spirit held. Other times, while an individual is sharing with me their perspective, I will be praying, and the Lord give me your supernatural knowledge of what this one needs. Surely a word would come to my mind, or a picture that usually does not make sense to me, but communicated exactly what the other person needed. Our God is great. He is close to us by His Holy Spirit, and so is willing to share His gifts with all His children. Develop a discipline of asking the Holy Spirit for a word of knowledge, and see if He begins to share with you what you need to know. On a personal note, when I have lost something, I have asked the Holy Spirit to give me a word of direction to find the lost item. Many times He has. It is not magic, but His word of knowledge freely given. Go ahead, begin to ask the Holy Spirit for the word of knowledge to operate in your life. Thank Him for the times this gift has operated, even though you did not recognize the knowledge you had received actually came from Him. He is closer than most of us realize. Nurture the relationship we have been so blessed to have with the living God. Oh, this is powerful stuff, beloved. I hope you're hearing this today, and it's edifying you and building you up. Now look at 1 Corinthians 12:9. We're going to talk about the Spirit of God releases faith. And so to another, faith is given by the same Spirit. Faith is always being exercised in the public gathering of the saints. Each believer exercises their faith simply by assembling with other believers. At times, special faith is required. There are times when the Holy Spirit will impart to an individual believer a special gift of faith in the public meeting. The Spirit may choose to use one or two individuals in the gift of faith to meet a particular need. The Scriptures declare, "We walk by faith," 2 Corinthians 5:7. Our daily walk is an exercise of our personal faith in the Lord. There are also times when we must operate in faith. through the application of a particular scriptures in various circumstances we face. Perhaps you are trusting for healing, believing for a certain financial need, or facing some impossible situation. We all face these at times. In every believer's life, there are times when a special gift of faith is required. There are times when the Holy Spirit will impart a special gift of faith to meet a need or answer the cry for help as we come to the end of our own operation of faith. Paul operated in special times of exceptional faith. God was performing extraordinary miracles, the scripture says, by the hands of Paul. So the handkerchiefs or aprons were even carried from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out. You can read about that in Acts 19:11-12. I have personally had times when the Holy Spirit imparted special faith for a job to be done. I found this to be most often true when traveling into a foreign country and facing certain dangers. I knew in these times I was not operating in my normal walk of faith, but in a special grace the Holy Spirit was supplying for a specific task. I do not experience the gift of faith daily, but over the years I have found the Lord to be so faithful to give me the grace of faith so I could accomplish what he had purposed for me to do. I just had that experience, beloved. I just returned from a trip to Cuba, and there are a lot of reasons why I probably could have chosen not to go. My own physical issues, still recovering from a stroke I had almost 3 years ago. So very difficult to walk, very difficult to deal with things that you have to deal with when traveling to another country. And then some of the challenges that are going on in Cuba itself, people would say, I don't feel comfortable, you shouldn't go, George. And I'd pray, I'd take their word, and I'd bring it back to the Lord. And the Lord kept prompting me that I had to go. And boy, am I glad I did, because if I hadn't, I would have been felt terrible when my team members would have come back and given me the report. And wondering what God would have done if I would have just obeyed. So I didn't want to take a chance on that. I knew he had told me to go, and I appreciated everybody's concern, and especially their prayers, but I knew that I had to rise up and go. And God met us all the way. And whenever I've gone overseas, I always pray and always make sure that God is telling me to do what I'm doing. I don't want to go overseas or go to some country that is anti-Christ, anti the things of God. If God hasn't told me to go, that's ridiculous, and it's not wise, talking about wisdom. But when God says to do it, it's best to do it. And only by walking with the Lord and asking questions and learning to hear his voice do we begin to recognize the prompting of the Spirit. Even then, it sometimes is so quiet, it's hard to discern it. You say, did I really hear you, Lord? Is that really you? Or is that just my imagination? And the Lord has ways of confirming to you that you are actually hearing him. And so we have to step out in faith in many of these situations that we come into in life. So this was my personal experience just recently. So let's ask God for grace to walk in these areas. Father, we ask you that you will grace our lives with special operations of the Spirit and extraordinary measures of faith as needed. I pray to be reminded of your ever-present help in a time of need. I open my spirit to your Holy Spirit, who is full of grace and gifts. Father, I thank you for the faith you have given me over the years. I also thank you for the gift of faith available to me in those special times of need. You can pray that prayer too, beloved. Just ask God for grace in your life, for any of the gifts. In this case, we're talking about the gift of faith. And so now let's move on to what the Bible calls the gifts of healing by one Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:9. The Holy Spirit is the giver of healing. He has many gifts, and manifestations in this area of healing. And so it's not just every time you pray for a healing situation, but God will release special gifts of healing. And if you trust him for it, our God is a God of restoration. In order for restoration to take place, it requires some kind of healing. It may be physical, it may be mental, it may be emotional or relational healing. Mostly spiritual issues are at the core of all healing. You need to understand that's a principle I just shared with you. Most of the time, there are spiritual issues that are at the core of healing. And like I said, what I mean by that is it could be an issue of unforgiveness, an issue of bitterness, an issue of resentment, or something in the person's life that they need to repent of, they need to deal with, that's causing the enemy to have a right to cause them to be sick. And so this is very clearly outlined in the scriptures. So today, let's consider the physical side of healing. There are multitudes of diseases in this world that oppress people's lives. Peter spoke of how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Acts 10:38, Peter speaks those words. Jesus demonstrated his delight and willingness to heal, even on the Sabbath. When he healed the Hebrew woman whom Satan had bound, Jesus said, was spoken for 13 years, I think it was, or 18 years, Satan had bound this woman. So when he healed the Hebrew woman from Satan, that Satan had bound, Jesus asked the religious leaders, should not this woman whom Satan bound for 18 years be released from this bond on the Sabbath day? Luke 13:16. God appointed the Sabbath as a day of rest. What a better way to demonstrate God's purpose of the Sabbath than to heal one whom the enemy had bound for many years. God gives gifts of healing to individual believers because he loves us and wants to help us enter into all forms of his rest. Whether we are addressing the body in some form or healing of a broken spirit or a tormented soul, or as I said, or perhaps a broken body in some form or another, Jesus is still the healer today. He uses the body of believers to bring about healing for the masses. Just as in his earthly ministry 2,000 years ago, the Holy Spirit will use all who yield to him and are willing to receive wonderful gifts of healing power in their lives. Today, ask the Holy Spirit to use you to bring about healing in broken lives. They are all bound. They are all around us, beloved. But all we must do is to be available to the Holy Spirit to give us a healing gift for another. Father, I ask you to use us as an instrument of healing as often as you would choose. Help your people to enter in to this release of the ministry of healing in their daily life, as they walk through and run across different individuals that have different needs of healing, some spirit, some in their soul, some in their emotions, some in their relationships, some in their body. Lord, raise up a people that are full of the Holy Spirit, that are able to bring your loving kindness and mercy to others that they encounter throughout the day. Well, we're going to have to bring this to a conclusion for today, and next week we'll pick up with the effecting of miracles. We're going to talk about the separation from healing and miracles. What's the difference? And we'll look at that next week. Father, in Jesus' name, we're so grateful for the Word of God that encourages us to be available, to be used of God in every kind of situation. I pray for the people that are tuned in today, that are listening. I pray for these gifts, the gifts of wisdom, knowledge, faith, and healing to be released in a greater way in your body. Raise the level of faith, oh God, just like you raise the level of water level. I pray for the rain of the Holy Spirit that will raise the level of these gifts in each of our lives. So, Lord, would you bless your people throughout this coming week and keep them by your Spirit? Lord, we continue to pray for the nations as nations are experiencing the darkness of the enemy and as Jesus is moving to bring in the harvest of the nations to the Father's glory. And so we pray for the nations that are struggling today. We pray for your people in those nations. Fill them with faith. Fill them with the power of the Holy Spirit to be an instrument in your hand. We bless you for it. Now keep us throughout this week. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Again, thank you for tuning in and for joining us today. And if you would like a copy of one of any of my books, go to our website, www.sdccm.org/shop. And you'll find the books listed there that are on the website. The order form is there. Your contribution helps us with the broadcast time. Please drop us a note and let us know you're listening to give us your comments on the program. You can write us again at CCM P.O. Box 152-388 San Diego, California 92195. Now thank you and remember, walk with the King. Amen.